Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Hey, Jessica.
Oh, yeah?
You know something? Have we talked a lot about the underwear I'm wearing?
Huh, not today.
Well, today, I gotta talk to you what I'm about.
Tell me, Zach. Let me hear all about it.
Sure. Premium fabrics.
Okay.
Premium fabrics. From Mack Weldon, you gotta have it.
You're saying?
Premium fabrics. Premium fabrics. From Mack Weldon, you gotta have it.
Are you talking? Oh, you just blew my mind. Are you talking about their smart design and their simple shopping experience?
Ooh, their underwear. It's great, not for sharing. It's just for you, and it's definitely better than what you're wearing. It's got premium fabrics. Premium fabrics. From Mack Weldon, you gotta have it.
Oh, yes, try and hire. You got natural fibers. Oh, yeah, it's stability with its built-in performance capability. Oh, for you. They work hard too. Oh, yes. Yes, they do.
Ooh! Premium fabrics. Premium fabrics. Better than anywhere else you look. You gotta get premium fabrics. So go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your purchase using the promo code
If you don't like your first pair, you keep it. They'll still refund you. No questions asked.
Mack Weldon, wear it. It's great.
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book.
Improvised musical podcast
with Jessica McKenna
and Zach Reno.
I'm Zach Reno.
I'm Jessica McKenna.
We're so good at this beginning part
where we have to say a title and names. And guys, that's Scott Passarell on the keys.
There he is. There's the keys.
He's such a genius.
Such a gentleman genius.
Ooh. Lovely.
But it's not just us. We're joined every week by a fantastic guest, and this week is no exception.
It is not different
it's
than
the
previous
same.
Weeks.
She's also fantastic. She's so funny.
You know her from Wild Horses and every joke you wish you made on Twitter.
Oh, God, she's so much better at Twitter than you are.
It's
That's
you're gonna make
true.
Him hate
it's
me.
Erin Whitehead.
Hi.
We like to start off with a challenge to the audience.
Yeah. She's funny. She's better than you.
Now laugh at her.
Fuck.
Now here she is. Hi, Erin.
Hi.
Thank you so much for doing the show.
Oh my God. Thanks for having me.
Erin, what, if any, is your like background with musical theater?
Stuff
you watched or did or whatever?
I don't really have any other than like, as a kid, getting like the Disney soundtracks and memorizing all the songs and then making my sister play all the parts except the princess. And then she watched Frozen and she goes, oh my God, Erin, you can be you can be Elsa. I want to be everyone else. And I was like, you're right. All the parts are better. But
I mean, Elsa's got that
banger of a song.
It is a banger of a song. And I like that it's sad. I do drink wine alone in my house sometimes and just put on that song over and over and then run from one end of my apartment pretending I've run away.
Which is
from that's my great.
I'm sorry, which is the song we're talking about?
Let it go, let it go. It
oh,
was
that's Elsa.
Everywhere for many years.
Yeah, sorry, I got confused. What's the other sister's name?
Anna.
Right, yeah, Elsa has the banger.
Yeah, I mean, it's. What's got it,
Anna's got a song about, like, my parents are dead, and then another one that's about, like, I like this guy and it's gonna be fine, and it's clear that it's not.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She has the comedy.
Yeah, she's got great. Yeah. Comic songs.
She's got great comic songs. Yeah. There's also, we don't need to talk too much about Frozen, but isn't there one dude who plays the main prince who ends up being a good guy?
Oh my God, I went to school with him.
What's his name?
Well, it's Zach Levi now, but it was Zach Pugh when I knew him.
Wait, no. That's Tangled.
Oh, you're right. Never mind.
Let's talk about Tangled.
But let's talk about when you went to high school with Zach Levi. Well, Jonathan Groff plays a not prince who ends up being the good guy, and the prince ends up being the bad guy.
And he's like a crazy singer who almost doesn't sing at all in that show.
Yes, that is a great tragedy of Frozen, is that Jonathan Groff, original cast member of Spring Awakening, reoccurring part on Glee, on HBO.
Sings like one 30-second song to a moose, I believe.
Yep, and the King in Hamilton. He is.
Oh, dude, that dude can sing.
No, he has an incredible voice, and they give him like a tiny ukulele ditty, which is like, well, wait, what?
That wasn't about the men in that movie, you know?
That's
you're
true.
Right. Yeah, I'm upset. That, yeah, no, you're 100% correct. What's your favorite Disney movie, Erin?
I think The Little Mermaid. Mm-hmm. I'd have to go with that. I love
like
Beauty and the Beast,
ones.
But Little. Yeah, I do. I love, you know, I don't like comedy. I only like sad things.
Erin is in comedy.
For the sadness.
For the sadness.
I mean, that's not entirely untrue.
I think that's 70% of comedy people.
It's mm-hmm. got to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of want to go back to this idea of you running around in your apartment drinking wine.
Yeah.
Any other fun things you do alone in your apartment?
I will have full-on conversations with myself where – well, here's, I'll just do an example. Would be like,
great.
Would be like, oh my God, why did I do that? So stupid. Erin, come on, don't be hard on yourself. You're being so mean. Don't do that. Okay, fine. But now I feel really judged. Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to judge you. Like a full on back and forth.
We're in a beautiful cityscape. We're doing one of those expensive helicopter shots down into multiple windows. We're seeing people all over the city looking in the mirror. Hello, good morning. You do not suck. Thank you for saying that. I needed to hear it today. Hello. You do not suck. Hey, thank you. You are good. Go do it. Get on your own way.
Hello, good morning. You're the businessman we need to go out and be good at business. You are a businessman indeed. So look at yourself in the eyes and give yourself a little confidence. You can do everything that you want to, even if it doesn't make sense. Take it from yourself. Take it from me. Take it from yourself. Take it from yourself. Take it from me. Take it from yourself. You can be who you want to be.
Hello, good morning. You're the prettiest cat around. Hello, good morning. The dog's got nothing on you. You're not going to the pound. Good morning. You're the cutest cat in here. Why, thank you, because I was kind of worried about that. I'm not as soft as I used to appear.
Take it from yourself. Take it from me. Take it from yourself. You can be the cat you want to be. Take it from yourself.
Take it from me.
Take it from me. Yow. Johnson, can you get in here?
Yes, Mr. Stevenson.
Johnson, come here.
All right.
Closer.
Closer than this?
Yes, much closer than this.
Come to the other side of the desk?
Yes, please. I don't want any boundaries between us.
I waited for this moment.
Come here. Mm-hmm. I want our noses to touch.
Your breath smells good.
Thank you.
Mr. Callahassee, should I leave? Are you sure you want me
no,
in here?
No, you stay also.
Okay, I'll take notes.
Okay. Actually, Shauna, come here.
Closer?
Closer.
Oh, you want
me
to
triangle this? So, okay,
yes,
I'll
so
scoot
across,
over.
So I'm going across.
Okay, come here. Oh, okay.
So
bring it in.
My nose is touching?
Yeah, my nose
both
is touching.
Both of your noses?
Both.
Okay.
I want three noses to touch.
All right.
Okay. Your
Shauna.
Breath also smells good. Different, but good.
Thank you. It's cinnamon. I don't like mint.
It does smell great. Mine's just, I brush my teeth well, I floss, and I just had a cup of chamomile tea.
Can I be honest? Your breath smells like power to me.
Well, I am an important CEO!
Mr. Callahassee, not so loud. We're so close.
Mr. Stevenson's Callahassee, important CEO. What did you want to talk to me about, sir?
I want to talk to both of you about this.
Me too?
Yes, Shauna. You're an important part of this triumvirate.
Oh my goodness. A secretary like me? I don't believe it.
It's true! You have great ideas and you have amazing organizational skills, which is why I'm promoting you to COO.
But that's my job.
You're getting promoted or moved over laterally to
I'm the secretary.
Not to CFO.
Oh, well then who's the secretary?
I'm gonna get a new one.
Oh.
My goodness.
Okay.
This is about you becoming CFO.
Okay.
My secretary becoming COO.
Right.
And me staying.
You'll be the secretary.
No! Johnson, don't make me regret my decision.
Oh, okay.
CFO is you. COO is you.
It's me.
CEO is me, but we are a team. Oh, CFO is you.
CFO is me.
COO is you.
It's true.
CEO is me, but we make a great team.
Ooh, one thing I definitely know. You can't spell team without CEO. Except you don't need the C or also the O. You just need the E and an A and a T and an M.
But something occurs to me. You need a C and an O in company. That's why I got the company of me plus you to make it three.
And a secretary
CFO is you.
That's me.
COO is you.
Oh, it's me.
The CEO is me.
And we make a great team. Because corporate structureship is very important. It's a corporate ladder. And as you go up to the top, people get bigger and better.
Sure, you shouldn't be writing this down, cause it's not my job anymore. We're coming up with some pretty genius ideas, but nothing's gonna be in the norm.
Don't worry, because the COO has been writing it down. I mean, the CEO has been writing it down, cause he's the secretary now,
secretary?
Right?
No, there are no notes from this meeting so far.
Okay.
No, I'm really worried about
but it's
that.
All right, because also I don't think we've covered really anything of substance yet.
Okay.
So I'm just gonna turn on this recorder. For now, this recorder is the secretary.
I can't believe we had a recorder this whole time, and I've been taking notes with my pencil.
A robot could have done your job.
All right, Johnson.
If people found out about this, there would be a secretary mob.
The CFO is you.
That's me.
The COO is you.
Oh, I mean it's me.
The CEO is me.
And we make a great team.
So that's what I wanted to tell you is...
We're promoted.
You're promoted and everybody else in the company is now a robot.
I'm gonna can't wait to go home and tell my cat!
Smokey, are you out there?
Meow, meow.
You are! Well, Smokey, I thought you ran away.
Meow, meow.
I had a tiring day. I got promoted, but I don't know, I guess it's just not... It's not the thing that was gonna make me happy after all.
Oh, meow.
Yeah.
That's too bad. That's too bad.
Wow, Smokey.
That's too bad.
Oh my god. You can talk.
Smokey, I've only heard you ever meow. I can't believe this is happening.
Well, you know, I think you might be surprised that today, cats all over the world are revealing to their master that they can talk.
That's so crazy, because today is also the day that secretaries got replaced by robots.
Yeah, I wonder if the two are connected.
Oh my god.
Meow, meow, meow.
Oh my god, this is incredible. You have no idea that this has been my fantasy. It's like every guy I go out with, I'm always like, I'm not as comfortable with him as I am with Smokey. But Smokey can't talk, and so that's not a real relationship.
But it's been a real relationship this whole time.
Oh my god, you're right.
Isn't a relationship just open heart and ears? Isn't a relationship just a furry ball to soak up your tears? Isn't a relationship a person who doesn't care? When you get melted Rocky Road ice cream stuck in their hair? 'Cause we've been in a relationship this whole time.
This whole time.
In a relationship this whole time. Cats all over the place are saying this today.
This is crazy.
Meow, Anderson, get in here.
Meow, 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 meow. Hmm? What's up, boss?
Hey, you.
Hold on, you want me to get the secretary?
No.
Meow, meow.
No,
me too? You want me to too?
Okay.
Me, Cat Anderson, and this one.
Secretary.
Smickles.
Secretary Smickles. That's me.
What do you want, boss?
What do
boss
you
of
want?
All cats.
Listen, our plan is going perfectly.
Yeah, everyone's talking, boss. Everyone's been talking all day.
Yeah, ever since we worked with those robots and helped crack the singularity where cats and robots together became sentient, we've been taking over the whole place.
Sure ding, boss. I can't wait for the end of the master plan. Me, Cat Anderson, standing on the top of a pile of human skulls.
Should I be writing this down, or would that just be evidence about our plan to kill the humans and eat their crinkly little bones?
Good thinking, Secretary Cat. Hey, Secretary Anderson, can you give me the latest report from the front lines?
Oh, sure. Well, Noodles is on the couch at 52 3rd Street, looking around to find something to eat. And Snickerdoodle standing next to the Eiffel Tower, watching a bird go tweet, tweet, tweet.
Very good.
And Garfield is under the sink of his owner's house, looking for a roach. And Jameson, the tabby cat, is at Macy's shopping for a brooch. And that's what all the cats are doing. And by all, I mean four.
Yes, four.
That's what four of the cats are doing. But here are four more.
Very good.
Well, Lizard the cat is under the bottom of a lake. He's in a submarine that sank to the bottom of a lake. But otherwise, he's doing just great.
Oh, Lizard.
And Devin is under an IKEA bathroom looking for a meatball. And Tigger is up in Disneyland in a small world after all, and that's what seven of the cats are doing.
Very good.
And also, James is right here. Hi, James. Hi. James is right here, and that is eight of us, but here are eight more. Well, James is though that's the other five Jameses are all sitting under. Everyone's under things today. All under the soup plantation parking lot. They crawled under the grate and they are playing baseball and cricket and other games. They're not really doing
they're supposed to do. They're kind of just hanging out by themselves, and that's what 16 of the cats are doing.
Very good. Now, Secretary Cat, what are all the robots doing?
Okay, well, let me tell you. Well, I counted 16 robots just today. I was worried first at all that they'd be bored with the way that they had to replace humans. But then I talked to some, and they're really excited because now they get to go to the office party and eat cake just like robots want to do. So let me tell you about some or few. Sheila is a robot. She was a Stay Puft first, and now she's eating cupcakes with the boss. It's the worst ever.
Wait, hold up. Just so we're clear, Sheila,
she's a
stapler, now is a robot.
Well, she got upgraded, she got a promotion.
And she's eating cupcakes with the boss.
Yeah, because it was somebody's birthday in the office, and usually she doesn't get to eat cupcakes, but now she does.
And it's the worst.
It's the worst, because she has no teeth. She just has little staple holes, and it keeps getting stuck.
Oh, Sheila, you don't seem to be enjoying this cupcake.
No, boys, I'm having a good time eating. I'm eating a birthday cupcake, and it's...
Sheila.
I'm having a good...
I am the proud CEO of this company, and I care about what my employees think and feel. If you're not enjoying this cupcake, I can get something better for you.
Yeah, I'd like a flan. It'd be easier to eat a flan. You know what a flan is? Like
yes.
A Spanish pudding.
Yes, like
a Mexican
firm,
pudding.
A firm pudding?
Yeah, like a...
It's a pudding that holds its form. And it's caramel in flavor.
I mean... if I had a plan, I would plan for a flan. A flan would be the plan that I would choose. Cause if I had a plan, I would plan for a flan. A flan would help me not get the blues.
Hola, soy un flan.
Oh, hi, flan.
Hello, ¿cómo está?
I don't speak Spanish, but I'm doing very well. Can I eat you?
Oh, sí, that is what I'm for. Open up your lips and follow me. Adios.
Bye.
Meow, Shauna. Meow, meow.
What is it, Smokey?
Listen, I have to warn you about something.
Yeah, you seem like you've got something on your mind.
Yeah. It's not good. It's not very good, and...
I can switch the soft food out if you don't like it. Now you can tell me what flavor you want.
Oh, yeah. I only like salmon and lamb.
Man, I wish I had known that.
Sorry. You'll have to excuse me for a moment. I'll be right back, Shauna.
Sure.
Hello?
Hi, Smokey. It's Cat Anderson.
Hi, Cat Anderson.
I'm checking in on all the cats to make sure everyone's doing their job. Are you under something by any chance?
I was under something, but then this meatball rolled away and I forgot about it.
Oh, you gotta get a meatball when a meatball shows up. Anyway, I'm just checking in to make sure plans are apace to kill the humans and munch on their brittle bones.
Yeah.
Smokey, I'm opening your favorite.
Oh, my heart.
That's it.
Okay. Bye.
Who am I if I'm not in love with Shauna? Who was I before I knew that Smokey loved me? Can I abandon all of the cats? Am I ready to give up human men to have a chance?
Who am I if I'm not a COO? And also, where did my stapler go? It used to be here. Oh wait, it's here again. But it's goopy. It's covered in flan.
Charge of all operations in
instead of ones specifically financial.
The only person who can help me is me. Shauna is once in a lifetime. Follow your heart, Smokey. She is worth all nine.
Shauna, be brave. Do what you want. Smokey's the one. He's always been there. Shauna, just do it. What have you got to lose?
And businessman, you do everything a businessman can. You can learn this new vocation. Be the officer of operations. And it's up to you.
It's up to you.
What do I want with my life?
What will they all do? What will happen with the coalition of robots and cats? Will one cat-human love story be enough to keep off the end of all mankind?
Find out very soon on All of Our Business!
The Musical! The Musical! We'll be right back after a short break.
Jesse seems so sleepy.
Yeah, I'm a little sleepy.
Well, are you also sleepy for a desire to sleep but also give back?
Yeah, I wish that, like, as I slept, I could be, I don't know, some sort of, like, sleep activist. Well, like a
slaptivist?
Yeah, like a slaptivist.
A sleep activist.
A sleep activist. Not a sleep apnea.
No. And not a slap activist.
No. A sleep activist.
Well, did you know that Lisa is an innovative direct-to-consumer online mattress brand that is also socially conscious?
You mean like how they're driven to provide a better place to sleep for everybody? For every 10 mattresses Lisa sells, they donate one to a shelter through their 110 program?
Yeah, I do mean that. That's incredible. And not to mention, Lisa also plants a tree for every mattress sold and donates 1% of each employee's time to volunteer for local causes. And that is how you make a difference. You act locally while thinking globally.
But let's talk about like the mattress itself.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Zoc.
Yeah.
Zoc, do you know that they have a patented universal adapted fill? And
yeah.
So it's for all types of sleepers.
Like back sleepers?
Side sleepers?
Face sleepers?
Tummy sleepers?
Bat sleepers who hang upside down?
Shoulder sleepers who have only their shoulders touching?
Bear sleepers who sleep for 6 months at a time?
Spoon sleepers who have to sleep spooning a loved one or being a spoon?
Fork sleepers who sleep next to the spoons?
Spork sleepers who sleep with a spork?
All sleepers.
They have 2-inch Avena foam layer top for cooling and breathability, 2-inch memory foam layer for body contouring and pressure relief, and a 6-inch dense core support foam for durability and structure for sleepers of all sizes.
It's available online in the US, UK, Canada, Germany, or at the Lisa Dream Gallery in NYC.
It's 100% American made. Mattress ships.
Compressed in a box.
To your door. So you can save a trip to the store.
Don't sue us, Annie. We don't have the rights to that song.
Annie, get your gun away from our head.
And to the mattress store where you'll want to...
leave, because you don't have to go to a store anymore. Use their amazing online way of shopping. No wonder it's a Forbes top 20 startups to watch.
Try a Lisa mattress in your own home for 100 nights risk-free. That's a bare... hibernation length trial period. Free shipping always. And you get 100% off when you go to leesa.com/offbook.
That's leesa.com/offbook.
Lisa, it's a mattress.
That gives back while you sleep on your back.
Mattress.
Or on your side. Or as a spoon.
Or as a bear. Or
as a
fork.
Or as a spork.
Bye.
Welcome back!
When we left our story, cats and robots were taking over the world together, but one cat in love with their owner stands in their way.
Smokey will have to decide between the relationship she now has with Shauna or to stay true to all cat and robot kind in their quest for global domination.
Also, there's a stapler who's eaten a Mexican dessert.
Mmm.
Mmm.
What will happen on
all of our business?
Find out now.
Oh, Flan.
Oh. What is it, my dear?
I feel so torn. Oh, you speak Italian as well.
It's the same.
Is it?
Well,
oh,
it's
cool.
Close.
The Romance languages have so much overlap. It must be so nice to speak one. You can almost speak three.
Almost. I barely speak my own. I am only a Flan, and so my lessons ended young, and I had to go to work as a Flan.
I'm unclear as to... I know that cats became sentient, and robots became sentient. Tell me, Flan... When did Flan become sentient?
Well, my dear, Sheila Stapler.
Oh, yes.
Shall I say it, Sheila?
Oh, closer, come closer to...
Stapler. Sheila. Stapler. Oh. When I was a little Flan, I was just a pot of cream, a little bit of sugar.
Okay.
And an oven awaiting.
Really? That's all the ingredients to Flan?
Merely a sparkle in... Saint Antonia's eye. She was the chef.
Yes, and...
Then one day she mixed us all together. And then I became Baby Flan. Baby Flan sat in fridge for many years. Nobody wanted to eat me.
Oh, years and years?
Years and years. I am little old Flan.
Well, I guess... Do you think it could work?
Do I think it could work?
Flan. And a stapler.
Flan and a stapler.
Our love be a little bit tricky.
I love tricky.
Because I am made of interchangeable metal components.
But I am made of ingredients that could go bad. If you leave it in the oven too long, we are complicated, but so good when you get the recipe right. Who doesn't want a staple in their flan?
Yeah, who wouldn't want a staple in their flan?
Nobody wouldn't want that. Makes it unexpected.
Oh. Well, I guess... just have to be the first relation of our kind. And I will be with you, and you will be by my side. And together we'll be in love, and it will be pretty.
Te quiero.
Te quiero, mi amor.
Te quiero, mi amor.
I love how you are so very sticky. Stapler and Flan.
Muy complicado to explain my love for you, mi amor, pero te quiero. Put your staple in my flan.
But? Nothing.
But? You said but.
No,
I heard it. You had a but.
Let me finish the sentence. But nothing could stand in our way.
Oh, oh, I
we
cut
had
you
our
off.
First, we had our first fight.
I flansplained you.
We had our... We survived flansplaining.
You listened and explained and I understood.
It's okay.
I just didn't know I did that. I have a tendency to do that. Now I know I won't do it again.
It's okay. I think we have to be able to talk about these things.
I'm so glad we talk about these things. Oh, yes. Eat me.
Shauna. Johnson. Get in here.
What is it?
Listen, I don't want to alarm you.
Yes, boss.
What is it? I mean, I can change out the snacks and the...
No. The first 10 floors of the building, everybody is dead.
What?
Cats riding various machines have wiped out.
My God.
Listen,
this would be the kind of thing I would want our secretary to write down, but I gave her the day to go on some romantic date.
Oh, God, I haven't written anything down in like a day and a half. I don't know if I remember how.
The recorder went on a date with someone?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's unusual.
Creme brulee. The recorder went on a date with a creme brulee.
Okay, good.
I wonder what they're doing. No, you know what? Never mind. I think we can infer what they're doing now.
Someone's top got cracked.
People are dead on the first 10 floors?
Yeah.
That's a big deal.
Okay, I'm sorry. Back to that. I just get so excited about romances. What are we going
to
do?
Well, I think there's nothing to do but go floor by floor and survey the carnage. Is that what you were going to suggest, boss?
Sure, let's do it.
Okay, I might have a cat who can help us.
What?
Well, my cat. There's no way she'd be part of this.
Cats are riding machines.
And killing humans.
We can't let a cat into this office.
Oh, not Smokey. She'll help us for sure. She's not like that, I promise. Just give me a chance.
Fine, Shauna. You can go and try to get this cat. Meanwhile, Johnson and I will look at every floor.
All right, here we go. We're on the 11th floor now. Ooh, floor number 10. Ooh, it's a horrible desire. Everything around here is caught on robot fire. Down a floor.
Oh, floor 9. I wish we would have gotten here in time. But unfortunately, we are too late. Everyone's dead. It is not great.
Floor number 8 is a terrible disaster. Everyone's flattened by cats.
Yes.
Because the cats are all driving tractors. Down a floor.
Oh, floor 7. Yes, they have got hurt. Everybody was drowned in the communal yogurt.
Oh, floor number 6. Oh, damn it all. Everyone is suffocating in a massive hairball. Down the floor.
Oh, floor 5. I hate to try and ask it, but everyone is dead with their heads in their paper waste baskets.
Number 4. Ooh, never mind. Forget what I said. Everyone is alive here. Fantastic.
What are you guys doing down here? Is everything okay?
Oh no, everyone's dead. They got shot.
4-3. This is just for storage. So these chairs and desk, well, they are doing okay.
Floor number 2 is more accurately a parking garage, and there's a bunch of cars, and no one's here, so I guess everyone here is fine as well.
Ooh, floor 1, we're turning this rescue mission into a hobby. Everyone appears to be safe in this lobby.
Yes.
Doormen, barricade the doors and stay in front of the elevator grates.
Don't tell me what to do, you just work here.
Oh, it's for your own safety.
Oh, okay.
Meow, excuse me, Meowster Doorman.
Oh, sure, how can I help you, cat?
Well, I've been looking for a recipe book and to do some cooking.
Well, that sounds like a reasonable reason to come into this place.
No, Doorman, don't fall for it.
I'm looking to cook a dish. I'm gonna cook a dish with your face.
No! Hey, wait!
I know that cat.
Meow.
I've seen its face. This very cat lives in my place. Oh, Cat Anderson, how could you betray me?
Mr. Bossman, I beg, remember the time you gave me those play meats, those little tiny meats inside of a can. You put them on a plate and left them on top of a van.
Yes.
I ate those meats. They were so delicious. But now I met some robots and I'm super vicious.
No, I wish I could have stopped your fall. Is it too late? Come back to me. In my pocket I have a meatball.
Secretary, we have a job to do.
You're right.
Let's go.
Oh, Mr. Bossman, let me give you a tip. Meow, if you want to convince me, we should have had a real relationship. Meow, 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 meow. This lobby is ours now, human.
Me and I'm taking notes. Shit, I wasn't supposed to do that. It's evidence.
That's okay. Meow, 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 meow.
Smokey? Smokey, where are you? I have to talk to you.
I'm here.
Oh, Smokey, something terrible's happened.
What is it? No, don't tell me. I already know.
What do you mean you know? There's no way you know this. The other cats
have taken over the world in an evil bond with robots to eat humans' crinkly bones.
You do know about this?
I'm sorry. Every cat knows. I was just about to warn you when you went back to work after coming home to eat lunch with me.
Smokey, I don't understand. I mean, why would the cats want to hurt the humans?
Well, something about, like, everybody has their time and dinosaurs and, like, cat robots just inheriting their destiny.
I mean, I get that. Yeah, I totally get that.
But you see, not everybody has what we have.
Well, that's what I thought. I mean, you told them you would help.
Of course I'll help.
You'll help?
Of course I'll help. I took a good long look at Smokey in the mirror and I said, what are you gonna do? And I decided to stop the carnage.
Smokey, this makes me so happy. I took a good long look in the mirror and I said, do I want to date anymore? And I said, no. I want to be with Smokey. And then I was like, are you sure? Because that's kind of weird. Your friends are going to judge you. And then I was like, no, I totally am. Stop judging me. It's what's actually happening.
Yeah, I don't want anybody to judge you. I mean, like, you know, you and me.
You and me.
Let's just lock all the doors and you and me will stay inside till we die. You and me. Why do we need fresh air or new restaurants to try? Let's just stay in this apartment till we die. Because a woman and her cat should never leave. A woman and her cat should never leave. This is a thing that I believe. A woman and her cat should never leave.
I agree with you, Smokey.
Knock, knock, knock. Pizza delivery.
Uh-oh. Look.
Did you order a pizza?
Food can come right to your door. You don't need to go outside anymore. Who needs a desert? Who needs the beach? When everything you need is right in reach.
Hello, pizza delivery is here. I'll open this slot and just put my hand in. Here is your extra large pizza. Half green olives and half salmon.
Exactly what we love.
I know, see?
But Smokey, what about the other humans? I mean, that's safe for us and we can have our love, but we're letting people down, aren't we?
Well, if you think we're letting people down, then I'm letting you down. So, all right, you convince me, but just, hey.
Hey, what?
Can we have nights where a woman and her cat never leave? Can we just have a few nights where a woman and her cat never leave?
We can have as many nights as you want to have where a cat and a woman never leave. You can make me purr, I've got a pussy, so do you.
That's true. If we save the world, you'll still come back and be my girl. We'll still have our nights alone, and that's worth it to me. We'll never leave.
Never leave.
But right now we'll leave.
We'll leave to fight for our love.
Our love.
Come on, let's go.
Let's go.
Hey. Hey, Shauna. Look at what's on the sidewalk. It's a flan and a stapler?
Oh my god, that's so weird.
A recorder and a creme brulee?
Why are they all here together?
Hey, what are you guys doing here?
We are here to put an end to this madness. I am a creme brulee, and the world is tearing itself apart. We will have no part of it, so we are here to bridge the gap between robots and foodstuffs and kitty cats and
people.
Oh
my goodness, you are so gorgeous. I love you so much, and I love your brave, brave heart.
Thank you, Carter.
Together, we will fight the human kids and the robots and bring them all together.
That is my plan. I love you so much.
Yes, and we are here to make an alliance of all things that are not specifically cats or robots or people.
Well, we can relate to that. We already have an alliance.
Yeah, I'm a cat, but I'm willing to turn against it to join this loving coalition.
Well, then you are on the right side of history.
Meow, meow. And I'm a human, but I'm in love with a cat.
You are. Okay, no judgment here.
Oh, thanks.
I'm a creme brulee. I'm in love with 25 cents and a single silver coin.
What was that?
And a single silver, a quarter. 25 cents and a single silver coin.
Is a quarter a robot now?
Is that not what you said? A creme brulee and a quarter on the street?
I think she might have said a recorder, but now that I look closely, you're right. You're in love with a quarter.
Oh, no, you are mistaken. I went on a date with a recorder and it was very nice, but it did not work out. We went our separate ways and now I'm in love with this New York quarter who I love so very much.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much. Yes, it is just
I am a Corda. I am a shiny Corda, and I'm from the State Editions, and I am the New York State Corda.
And I think this is an important lesson to learn, is that sometimes the first date that you go on, it is not the first. In fact, I'd say most of the time, the first date you go on, that is not the person for you.
I went on date with many, many different things, and I never love it. Your stapler.
I dated an Altoid for a while.
An Altoid? You're crazy.
I mean, it was college.
That's weird, because Shauna, you're the only one I've ever fell in love with before.
I mean, if I'm being honest, you're the only one I've ever fallen in love with. I mean, you know me, Smokey. You see who I bring home, but did they ever stay?
No.
I mean, I guess there are many different kinds of love. Some loves are sexual and some are not. They're just from the heavens above. Some loves are about hanging out in your house for hours at a time. And some loves are realizing that a quarter is so much better than the time you dated two times at the same time. Every creme brulee fantasy to have one dime on one side and then another, and they're sisters, how can this be? But then you think, wait, they're sisters, this is super weird. Why are they here together? But that's something you learn after the first date.
Yeah, we got coins, cats, human, and desserts. But one thing I know is that I won't desert you. Coins, cats,
humans, and desserts.
But our love will make us never desert you.
And I know that sometimes you feel small.
And I know that sometimes I can flansplain you now and then.
And I know that sometimes I get staples in your flan.
And I know sometimes I make you play it safe, which is a bad plan.
But cats, humans, desserts,
and desserts,
and also coins,
we will never desert.
So far pooled our resources, and so far as we can tell, all of this was the robot's idea. The cats are kind of going along with it, but they don't seem to have a real good motivation as for why they're doing it. The robots are behind it all.
Stapler, you're part of the robots.
Uh-huh.
Who's in charge? Uh-huh. Who do we need to go to at the top to stop this horrible chain of events?
Oh, that's the top robot of all robots.
Well, who is it? Just tell us already. C-3PO? Come on.
C-3PO?
I mean, yes! It's C-3PO!
Well, be quiet, Cat 2. Hold on, what's that? Oh, this is a Wookiee I've taken. Yep, that's what it is. It's a Wookiee I've taken prisoner. Here, at the top on the 13th floor of this building, I, C-3PO, am going to destroy the world, and cats have been a useful tool to do it with. That's right. R2 and Chewbacca, who are making the very normal noises that R2 and Chewbacca always make. Yep. Meow, meow, meow. And Aruru. Scooby-Doo and R2. I'm so glad to have help with you. I, C-3PO, couldn't have done it alone. I am, of course, doing the perfect voice of C-3PO.
Hey, it's me, the boss of the cats.
Yes, boss cat. How are all the cats doing? You can sum it up.
I'm taking notes. No, shit, I'm not taking notes. Sorry, forgot.
No one is a secretary anymore.
Okay.
Uh,
things are going real great. We've taken over that whole one building. So I think mission accomplished. Mm. Let's just go and sleep and maybe like find a bit of sun and take a nap.
You simple, simple cat.
We got that one building that...
Yeah, we got a couple floors. We just want to snuggle up to something warm and press our little butthole against it and then maybe wash our vagina later with our legs straight up in the air. You know, like we like.
Yeah, cat stuff. I get it.
Yeah. We're happy to help, but we're ready to get back to this cat stuff.
Yeah, why don't you go run along and do that? I think you've done your part.
Oh, good.
Oh, we're done? Cool. Well,
meow.
We graduated.
Meow.
R2, don't go with them. You're not a cat.
Meow.
I know you're going meow, meow, but that's just the normal sound that R2, you get back. You're a robot.
Oh.
Yes, you too, Chewbacca.
Oh.
I need both of you to get your goddamn heads in the game right now. These cats have been a useful tool, but it seems they're only content to destroy the humans in this one building, so we're going to have to move on to something else. Interesting idea. Okay. You're saying, Chewbacca, counterpoint. Well, here's what we'll do. We'll combine both of your plans. The best parts of plan A and plan B. Slam those plans together, and it will be the end of humanity. Cause R2, you suggested. Of course, but then Chewbacca, you interjected. And so we'll take the nuclear codes, specifically ones from Alaska, and fire them at Washington State. And then chain reaction from Washington State across all of the more populous states. And that's the plan, and the plan is super great. I see 3PO, human, cyborg, relations, droid.
Not so fast.
What?
Yeah, stop what you're doing.
Meow. Meow.
You cat, you're far below on the pay grade. I don't know that we've ever met before.
That's because I've never been a part of your evil plan that you just said out loud.
Hmm?
Classic mistake.
I don't have a plan to you. No one has a plan.
Oh, yeah?
The nuclear
codes from Alaska, and you should have been in Washington State, and a plan that will be great, combining both plans from C-3PO and Wookiee over here.
Oh, this cat listened to everything you say. We know every plan.
I am a cat with an open heart and open ears.
Yeah, we heard everything you said, doll, so you're going down.
Oh, a quarter.
I'm a flan, and so I know your plan.
Yeah, we're on to you! I'm a stapler, and I'm a robot, but what you're doing is wrong!
And I'm a human, and I feel responsible because it was my kind that created robots in the first place.
Yeah, we all have a dog in this fight. Cats, coins, humans,
Robots.
Staplers.
Don't
people.
You understand?
Desserts.
Businessman?
All I ever wanted was a narrative about me. No one focuses on C-3PO. He's always just the comic relief. But he's so much smarter than everyone. And that's a thing I know. But to spell hero, you don't need C-3PO. You only need H and the E and the R. And I guess you do need an O, but there's no C. And there's definitely no 3.
Even
the droids who never speak are way more cool. Yeah, I think you're going down. Yeah, that is your fate. I just as soon watch 2 hours of just BB-8.
BB-8. That's why I want to have a baby.
Everyone loves BB-8.
Hey,
no one loves C-3PO.
C-3PO, hey, calm down.
Hey, listen.
I'm
C-3PO.
Going to go over to this window on the 13th floor.
No, come back here.
Shh.
No, stop.
No.
Stop. I know what can stop you. Here.
What's this?
It's a mirror.
Take a look.
The only one who can stop C-3PO is you.
Is me.
The only one who can stop C-3PO is you. What will you do?
Maybe after all of my complaining, I should have just listened. I should have done less droid explaining. I'm just a metal man with too many metal opinions. What I needed to do is just look in the mirror and listen to myself.
Yes, C-3PO.
Oh, yes, C-3PO.
Listen, try not to get deterred. You serve a wonderful purpose.
Well, do not judge me. That feels like you're judging me inside my own head.
Yes. Well, hold on, other C-3PO.
Yes, other C-3PO.
I have a complex mind. Let's talk this out. Is it okay just to be a sidekick? Is that really enough?
You can be a sidekick if you think it is the right stuff.
But will I be loved if I'm only a sidekick? Will a woman think that's cool?
But even if a woman doesn't like it, someone else might. That might be true. And it seems that love comes in all ways, in all shapes and forms and sizes. A woman and a cat in love. Of all the surprises.
I'm a custard. I got lost. Well, who are you?
C-3PO. Human cyborgs relations droid. But I wonder, are you just a tiny custard boy?
Yeah, my name is Cecilio. I'm just a tiny custard. I was wandering around, and I fell off the dessert tray. And I thought maybe today is the day I find my own direction. So I walked into office and I saw you.
What?
I walked into this little office and I saw you.
You walked into this little office and you saw me.
Yeah, I went on a rant. Sorry.
C-3PO.
Yes, C-3PO.
Next time, instead of planning for harm, why not try something smaller? Mix it up. Give yourself a red arm. And now why don't you open up your programming in your brain? This custard, you deserve it. You will never be the same.
Custard, would you like to go on a date with me?
Only if you promise not to desert me.
It's the first date. Let's take it slow.
Okay.
Mr. Bossman, all the floors were... Well, it looks like we're back up here on the 13th floor, and it seems like everything's worked itself out. I guess humans weren't the answer after all, even if you are the CEO and I'm the COO.
Huh. Well, great. I guess back to doing what we do.
Shauna, have you been here this whole time?
Well, sure, yeah. To be honest, I started taking notes again. I guess I wasn't really ready for a robot to replace me, and I don't mind being secretary. It's kind of sexy.
Well, great. Guys, let's all get back to work doing what we're here to do. Making internationally sold desserts.
Yes.
Yes.
At the International Sara Lee Corporation. We make all sorts of foods for all sorts of occasions. And I just had an idea that went boom. I've been so inspired by the relationships in this room. How about a quarter-shaped creme brulee?
I love it!
Or a stapler-shaped flan?
I love it!
Or a woman-shaped but it's bread, and you bake it in a pan.
Everyone, I love this work you've done. This is why, when it's desserts, we're number one. Yes, thank you for being a part of a team at Sara Lee.
When it comes to love, it is all our business.
The end.
Well, that was the end of
All of Our Business,
the musical. We'll be back after a short break.
Hey, Zach, come here. I want to talk to you about something.
Yeah, okay.
I want to talk to you about another great podcast called Who Charted.
I love Who Charted.
Well, great. Can we talk about it?
Yeah, let's talk about
it. Okay, they're in the Earwolf family, and they have an Earwolf favorite on their latest episode. It's Jason Manzoukas.
Jason Manzoukas is one of the funniest improvisers of this or any time.
That's right. Well, he's on this latest episode.
Yeah, the dude literally gets hired to, like, take your movie and make your movie funnier.
He literally, like, is in my ears as, like, the voice of something funny.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah. Okay, well, he's on Who Charted.
Well, Who Charted is a great podcast with Howard Kramer and Kulap Vilaysack.
Yeah, that's right.
They're fantastic humans.
Yeah, and they sit down with a comedian guest to talk about what's charting in music and movies. And they sit down in this latest episode with the always hilarious Jason Manzoukas.
I've already told you how I feel about him.
Well, here's how you might know him from, like, FX The League.
I know him from The League.
His frequent appearances on Comedy Bang Bang.
I know him from The League.
Or being a co-host of the Earwolf podcast, How Did This Get Made?
I know him primarily from The League.
Okay.
He's great on those other two things, but I gotta tell you, I love The League.
Well, I love it too, Zach. And you know what? He's one of the funniest improvisers out there today. So in case you haven't heard him on a podcast yet, you gotta check him out. One time he did this improv show by himself, and he opened a go-gurt at the beginning of the show, and he forgot, he like left the go-gurt, and then like 15 minutes later, he ate the go-gurt.
Yeah, he didn't forget. He let you forget.
And you guys, maybe you're picturing a real go-gurt. It was not a real go-gurt. It was object work go-gurt. It was a mime go-gurt.
Platinum grade comedy.
That is incredible improv skill. You gotta listen to him and be his fan.
And then go down the catalog, because other episodes of Who Charted, they got Lauren Lapkus.
Love her.
She's great. They got PFT.
Obsessed with him. I have a tattoo of his face
to the
in my imagination. That's, as a good possible tattoo.
I have one on the bottom of my tongue. But my tongue is constantly regenerating, so I have to keep getting it redone. And I do, because he's great.
And also Tim Baltz, the hilarious favorite son of Chicago, the wide-eyed, beautiful American improviser, hilarious person, and so many other great comedians and improvisers. Subscribe to Who Charted in Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to podcasts. The go-gurt, Zach, it was mimed, and he put it on a chair, and he came back to it 15 minutes later.
Okay, we're going to stop this recording, but I want you to tell me about this at much longer length.
Okay, great. So,
welcome back!
Aaron, thank you so much.
Aaron, what a treat.
Guys, thanks for having me.
That was the most objects we've had singing.
Yeah, object record, for sure.
I'm sure we will break it very soon. But that was awesome. Thank you so much. We're going to close a little segment we like to call
New Phone, Who Dis?
So if you could take your phone out, and all we need is an interesting text message that you either received or sent recently. It can be just like the last one. It doesn't have to be interesting.
Cool. Let's just go with this. It says, "What the fuck? I am so mad I'm out of town."
Perfect.
Great.
Oh, man.
Man, did you hear about all the good things that are happening back home while we're out of town?
Yeah, man. I'm in the middle of a boat in the middle of the ocean, and back home they're making witches potion. Everyone in the town is straight sickin' and got into the park and became a Wiccan.
Yo, you know I'm in the jungle and I'm going here. Yeah, I'm doing it on the double, but back home it is sunny weather, which is great, and all the people holding hands together. Everyone's in a hot balloon ride. That makes me so sad, fills me with pride that my town is great, but I'm away. Why'd I book vacation for these set of days?
I got FOMO,
for my home toe. That means hometown, I shortened it to home toe. I got FOMO for my home toe. That means hometown, a car just crashed. Yeah, I'm in this car accident. I'm just hanging out, but I don't know where I'm meant to be. I'm meant to be back at my home, you see, where everyone is at SeaWorld and everything's free. A free day at SeaWorld. I guess they had a lot of trouble getting people to show up.
That's right, that's right. And for good reason, but check it. Back in my hometown, they're celebrating the fall. Yeah, that's right, and they're doing it all. They got a corn maze. They got a corn maze for days. But out here, I'm filled with such malaise. Because I am not there. I'm not there, and I do super care. I super care. I'm missing all of that life. I'm missing everything made with pumpkin spice.
I got FOMO for my home toe. That means hometown, I shortened it to home toe. I got FOMO for my home toe. That means hometown, I shortened it to home toe.
Now listen up, when you hear I am, you're gonna wanna kill yourself and then kill me again. Cause right now I'm in my little brother's room, and he's not even home, so I'm going boom, I'm just falling on things is what I mean. I'm falling all over the place cause the lights are off, see? He's in the hometown, they're having fun. And what do? I'm just a shitty fucking dumb one sitting in my brother's room.
Yeah, gonna tell you a story. You will not want to dismiss this. I'm home, but my family's at Christmas. There ain't Christmas in a magical land. Yeah, that's right, that's what I understand. They got
Kevin
on Santa's sleigh. They got up there today,
Kevin McAllister.
And now if I can, I pick up the phone, but all I get is a dial tone. Cause I'm home alone. Yeah, that's right, scared by the guy with the shovel at night. Where is my brother? Where is my cuz? Yeah, bring them all back. Yeah, even Buzz. My mom is on the plane going insane, because the thought just entered her brain that she left her little 8-year-old child in the Chicago suburbs. And it's getting wild. We got two little robbers breaking into the house, setting little traps, cars that are tiny like a mouse. But then, you know, they're coming at you. They're coming at ya with the power of that tarantula. Yeah, that's right, he saves the day. That's the end of this. Okay, I got FOMO from my home toe.
It means hometown, I shortened it to home toe.
I'm alone.
I'm alone.
Guys, this has been Off Book, the Improvised Musical Podcast. Give it up for Aaron Whitehead. Oh my gosh, Aaron, you're amazing. Where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter at Girl With A Tail, or on Instagram at Girl With A Tail.
Oh. You should. Get up on that great Aaron content.
You should do it.
Give it up for Scott Passerell on the keys. Good golly, Miss Molly, he's amazing. There he is, guys. Get involved with Off Book. You can follow us at Off Book Pod. We've been loving all the fan art we've been getting. You guys are amazing. Shout out to Eddie Edmond, who sent us two dope hats.
Oh man, one's got a glow in the dark wolf.
One's got a light up Bill. They're both dope as heck.
They're
Thank you
great.
So much.
Thanks so much.
Please rate, subscribe, do all that great stuff.
That's it, dudes.
That's it, dudes.
We'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. Just stay there for 1 second because, excuse me, what about underwear? What about socks? What about shirts?
Jess, I want to talk to you about underwear, socks, and shirts.
Okay, but like what about them?
Okay, well, they're made by Mack Weldon. I have some. They are fantastic.
Ooh, yeah?
Yeah, they're great. I'm talking the shirts. They feel good. They're made out of premium fabrics, as are the underwear. I chose trunks, but if you don't want trunks, you can choose boxer briefs. You can choose boxers. They're made with natural fibers, and they got built-in performance capabilities, so you know that I'm performing.
I know you're performing.
Performing 24/7 performance.
And your underwear are performing, too. They have a line of silver underwear, Zach. Silver underwear.
Gotta get it.
They're shirts that are naturally antimicrobial. They're shirts that are naturally antimicrobial, which means they eliminate odor. Say bye-bye to your deodorant, or at least less deodorant.
Yeah, buy deodorant that I put on where my underwear go. Could be for shirts.
For shirts.
Yeah.
I was thinking
cut
of the
this
shirts.
Part out.
No, keep this in.
All right.
Zach thought I meant put deodorant on his bum.
Don't be putting deodorant on your bum, guys. Just get Mack Weldon. It eliminates odors. You don't need
bum deodorant.
No more bum deodorant. Just their antimicrobial fabrics. They ship right to your door. If you don't like the first pair, you can keep it, and they'll still refund you. No questions asked.
Anyone asked if you ruined the pair by putting a bunch of deodorant on your bum? And then putting... What are you thinking? Don't do that. Do go to MacWeldon.com and get 20% off your purchase by using the promo code OFFBOOK. It's the name of our show, guys. That's the code, and it's the name of the show.
If you can't remember that, that's okay.
No judgment, but like, see a doctor. Mac Weldon.
This has been an Earwolf production. Executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Chris Bannon, and Colin Anderson. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.